Paul Steinhauser is in Alabama live. He joins us. Good morning, New Hampshire. The Pulse of an H. He reports nationally for Fox News GMI Studios. Good morning, Mr. Paul.
Good morning, Jack. Smallest debate stage to date. Only four candidates on that stage, but the biggest fireworks, I think it's fair to say, as you were just alluding to. A couple things from that debate last night. If you didn't know that Nikki Haley was kind of surging and in second place, well, it's pretty clear now because she got it from everybody else, all of her rivals. Vivek Ramaswamy getting extremely personal with her. Ron DeSantis, the Florida governor, not missing an opportunity to take it to Haley. And even Chris Christie, who defended Haley a number of times at the debate, pushed back at Ramaswamy, called him an obnoxious blowhard, but also pointing out his differences with Haley. But I don't know. You tell me, Jack. I think at the end of the day, even though DeSantis had a very feisty debate, was Donald Trump the winner of that debate? Because once again, other than Christie, who really tried hard, none of the other rivals, none of the other candidates would take Trump on. He remains the commanding front runner.
I don't think it moves the needle from where things were before the debate. Although the perplexing player in this last night and the last few to me, Paul, has been Ramaswamy. It seems like he's angling to just sort of impress the former president, Donald Trump. In other words, you know, raise his hand. Would you support Trump if he were convicted? Yes. Go after Nikki Haley in a rather personal way. I don't think it's helping Ramaswamy at all, and I don't think it's hurting Haley. I think he's just playing to Trump, if you had to ask me.
It doesn't seem to be helping him one bit. His poll numbers have been going the wrong way, not up but down. Ramaswamy argues that his supporters in Iowa and his supporters in our state of New Hampshire are not being measured in the polls and that he'll have a big surprise come the January caucuses and primary. But, well, it just doesn't seem like that. It seems like he's going in the wrong direction. Haley, both in the debate and in a few interviews after the debate, said, listen, not even worth my time to respond to him. He's not a serious candidate.
Yeah. All right, Paul, get home safe from Alabama. Take a little lap around the football stadium and head out. Thank you, Paul.